With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana Governor Steve Bullock says First Amendment rights need to be protected as President Donald Trump is calling for governors to respond with force to nationwide protests against the death of George Floyd.
We need to recognize that, I mean, people across this country, indeed, many Montanans are in pain, and we need to protect avenues for people to express those First Amendment rights. Doing so can be done lawfully and peacefully.
Rallies in Floyd's honor and against systemic racism have popped up in several Montana cities in recent days. Those have not turned violent. But nationwide, protests have sparked violent clashes between protesters and police. On Monday, Trump called for governors to deploy the National Guard, adding if they did not take actions to defend property, he'd mobilize the military. Billings rally organizer Amber Palmer expects a peaceful, socially distanced event this weekend. She says it will not require the National Guard.
I don't see the need, when the protest is peaceful, to deploy such serious, I guess, manpower against it.
She believes President Trump's comments are a reaction to the riots in larger cities and comes from a place of fear. The Billings protest begins Sunday at 1 p.m. Judith Heilman is the founder and executive director of the Montana Racial Equity Project, a Bozeman-based nonprofit that helped organize Bozeman Rally for Black Lives on Sunday that drew over 1,000 people. In response to Trump's remarks about law enforcement dominating the streets, Heilman said,
I can speak to Montana about that and say, that's not necessary.
More than 24 cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in tests run Friday through Sunday in Montana, bringing the state's total to 519 cases. The state began its second phase of reopening the economy today, including opening the state's gates to Yellowstone National Park. Under the second phase, bars, restaurants, fitness centers, and pools can increase their capacity to 75% if they can keep social distancing guidelines. Bowling alleys can open up with reduced capacity, and a 14-day quarantine for visitors has been lifted. Gun and ammunition sales are surging nationally, and Montana is no exception. According to the FBI, there were over 3 million background checks last month, the highest for any May on record. So far this year, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System has logged over 15 million checks, putting it on track to break last year's high of 28 million.
I would say at least 2/3 of the record number of firearms that have sold in the last 60 days are first-time gun owners, gun purchasers.
James Zimmerman is owner and general manager of Missoula's Selway Armory. Zimmerman says customers mention several factors, including the coronavirus pandemic and the growing social unrest following the death of George Floyd.
People are concerned about their safety, you know, and they feel that, as we've seen with these riots, you know, the government cannot always protect you.
Zimmerman says 9mm pistols are among the most popular firearms available. He predicts no end in sight to the strong demand for the remainder of the year. I'm Cole Grant.